Okay, my name is Amir Musay. I will describe a case study of rehabilitation of degraded area in the North Negev. You can see there at the opposite side how it seems, lot of gullies, lot of incision, and then and this after 15 years, and we see all the processes as how to analyze this. I mean, it's out to me. Don't. Okay, the objective. First, defining the rehabilitation degradation state of the different cultivation practice, rancid cereals, rangeland, and Lehman agriculture. Lehman is terrace, you will see after. Characterize arid lost area, lost deposit, and lost rocky ground. I distinguish between these two parts. There is deposit, and there is lost rocky ground. I saw only lately paper of the Chinese about the desertification of rocky grounds. Area that were fertile, that were with soil, all the soil eroded, and you cannot do nothing with the area. So it, only the Chinese and few are describing it, so I'll describe here the rehabilitation of them. Analyzing the factor for the rehabilitation degradation state of this treatment for profitable and sustainable use. Now is the theory. See, this is degraded, this is the state of many, many area, most of the North America, think of China or India, is degraded. So if you continue the other in the same intensity, you are still in degraded state. The differences are very low, because degraded and it's very low. If you do drastic thing like soil disturbance, like deep tillage, you can reach to reversible degradation abandonment, the area, which was nearby our site. So you need some drastic positive impact, like designing, like addition of some, and you see other what we did. Now, defining the rehabilitation degradation state of an arid cultivated area, I'll show you the stage after each line have the description and slide on it. I will put emphasis on the methodology and the result, because it's important to me that you will use it in other places, other location, give me my feedback and use it. This is the main purpose. So analysis of the area of interest before the cultivation, broadside analysis of the cultivator with controls, you see after, don't worry, grouping the analyzed treatment, designing group of soil quality properties along the studies period, at winter, spring, and summer. In the autumn, we didn't find a lot of change, but maybe in other countries there is different on the soil properties, on the processes. So I think only this is enough, but maybe there is country they can see also processes in the autumn. Determine the reference plot, and you see how using the reference plot, I calculate the rehabilitation state, defining the comparison methodology, and finding analysis. Okay, analysis of the of interest before the cultivation, this is the state at start. And the other side of the project Wadi Atir, and many area in the North Negev, in China, I know, I think, and many places, it's loamy soil, and due to over-tillage, over-processed, over-grazing, everything, this is the state, and you have to rehabilitate this. So it starts the first stage, we analyze the biomass, because we didn't implement any cultivation practice, we use kriging. You see, this is the sampling plots, and then you know kriging, yes? It's you take the location, not only the value of the biomass or whatever, but also the location, and you do the analysis. You see, in general, the area is very, very with poor with herbicide cover, with NOS. This is the only one that with I, which is a ruminant enclosure, abandoned one, so we got a lot of organic matter. This is interesting. One of the biggest problems of this methodology of the kriging, and I was in another session, he also noted is that this is a very big problem of the kriging. But in this case, it was the most useful, and it saved money. Okay, so the first, the broad slide analysis of the cultivator with control. we came to the area, and I, to be honest, I don't know what to do. So we decided to do anything, to check for two years, all the area. We choose, this is not referred to the project, this is more buildings, but so we analyzed all the area by taking also a plot inside the area and outside. This is outside the fences, so it's plot that were not conserved, were heavily grazed. All the area was conserved from grazing till now. In the future, they want to enter some goats, some ruminant to do it control. So this is the second stage. Now, after 2 years, and after we studied the area, after we get some information from literature, from experience in other farm, we define this group. This is the reference plot. I will talk it after. This is a till plot. You see, one is this is the yellow outside the fence. You see, this is the fence. This is inside, and this is another tilled out. This is a boundary. This is area that 5 years before when we started, it was the last time it was cultivated. This area is also cultivated in the same frequency as the inside one. This is flat loss area inside the farm, but they will be as conserved. And this is area outside, it's also flat loss, and they will treat it as the out fence. You see, there is inside conserved and outside heavily grazed. This is the situation. Now, the second stage is, you see, we take a sample, we measure. You see, this is the less, this is the out fence, the less. This is the conserver, this is the conserve enclosure. As I said, there was a ruminant enclosure that abandoned. They use it to gather all the goats, everything, and there. At first stage, it's only for visualize. We see the differences. They are becoming more bigger, but this is only to visualize. And there is important thing, you see, the higher values are only in the winter. In the summer, the lows and are the same. So when we want to calculate the rehabilitation of area and decide what to do, we must to treat only to the winter values because there is no change. So this view is very crucial to determine what we are further. We choose in this area several parameters of rainfall, the total amount, several parameters, and we found that the most representative and the most correlated to the state in the area is to take the number of rainy days, larger than 1 millimeter per day. Again, there is many parameters, and in the literature also they don't agree what is the best, but we decided to take this. Okay, determine the reference plot. Why we do this? We want to check some area. So we have to compare first to define its rehabilitation, and first to normalize with the change of the climate. In arid area, the change of climate is very high. The frequency of the rainfall, the amounts, everything. So we have something to compare that we can, to normalize it, that can we say, no, this is in rehabilitation, this is in degradation. So we have something to compare. So plot one, chapter has a maximal degradation due to heavily grazing, but similar pattern to the conserved plot, and then you see the next slide. Plot two, chapter has a maximal rehabilitation of, as expressed by maximal and predominant rehabilitation degradation factor. In this case, vegetation cover, and the plots that are tightly correlated to the rainfall pattern. If they're tightly correlated, so they reach to stable state, that only the rainfall affect them, not rehabilitation or degradation state. Okay, this is the two plots. This is plot the dam. This is a coastal trip in Wadi Atir channel, the western bank, around innocent Byzantine dam. All the area was highly cultivated, very interesting area, but they don't invest money to rehabilitate and serve and bring tools. This is unfortunately out of project variative fences, exposed to heavy grazing, unerroded because the rocky, because its shape and location it's not eroded relative to its adjacent area. Abandoned ruminant enclosure inside the Project Vadi Atil, flat closed area. You see it's relatively, it's more fertile, and we notice that all the years it's more fertile from the other area. So you see how we use this data. If A, we compare like the treatment we wish to the dam, which is the highly degraded, you can pick any one, and we say in this year, this different this years, and then we got a trend line, and we saw the change is increasing 60% per year. It's not 60% equal, but increasing 60% per year. Okay, so this, by this character, you see that the area is in a rehabilitation state. Okay, we take how much it became larger from the dam. From the dam, which is the bed reference plot, the dam. Here we did also to the higher point. When we will reach to the state of the higher plot, okay? When we will reach to there, to the maximal change, and we found that, okay, and this is from the other side, this is a combination of these two, only to see on this skull, how much our cultivated area is changed, okay? Per each, it's changed. The big, it's not equal, it's changed. In the three methodologies, similar terms are found, which is then the accuracy. I will present the result only for this, but the same we got from this. Although it's different value maybe, but we see the trends. This is the important thing. Okay, this is a flat loss. This is the conserve. C is the conserve inside the farm. We can see in the conserve loss, loss deposit, conserve tilled area. This is the tilled area. This is abandoned area, out the fence. And this is the out tilled. The rehabilitation step of non-processed loss treatment are being affected by the soil and the water mainly. I take the vegetation as the most, the representative parameter of rehabilitation of the end one, what we wish to reach. In the tilled area, it's the water, it's the water, you see the effect, the yearly change. The, in the abandoned, also the, in the abandoned, it's abandoned, it's also the water. The out here, you see it's almost no change. This is what I say, this rehabilitation, rehabilitation set of the different rocky ground. It's very crucial. I want also to continue my research. It's very crucial issue all over the world. And except the Chinese, no one treat it. You see, at start they started the same. In the conserve area, it's become this. And in the, this is the outfits. What is interesting, you see, the area is called ecologically patchiform. You see there is shrubs with most of the annual cover, most of the other thing. And between them, there is the matrix, which is more bare, a low cover. So this is called ecologically patchy form, okay? So we want to see what effect on the rocky ground area. So we thought all the literature say, no, the patchy, the shrub patches. So we found the shrub patches, we analyzed them. And another factor of the fact, it's the unsubjective coverage. And this is very interesting. This is, I put as the snake, like in the airplane, they saw, take snake, take snake. This is the snake for all the lecture. This is a special issue with Gad Seppel, gave lecture in Dublin, but this is more. You see, the effect is higher than the fact change, the patches change. The patches almost not change. The number of patches is equal. There is almost no change. And the mainly is, and the mainly factor is ants activity. Now I will sum up possible for the difference in RDS, conservation intents and land processing. This is the, like I say, this is the ants, unprocessed loss treatment, different soil fertilization and losing by ant. This is by nest. Again, this is only some snack about. This is the teardrop we found that not only the nest, but the foraging activity of the ants also can raise in small amount the soil organic matter. And the rocky ground treatment, different soil fertilization, loosening, stabilization, and bedrock posterization of the nest. This phenomenon is when the bedrock by acid material, it can be create soil, and we see and we show in the literature that ant nets are very acid. So ant nets also make a soil from the bedrock. Other is the limans. I gave today another presentation about the impact of the limans. Limans you see inside, and you see it stabilized the area. I won't talk about this, but you see there's vegetation. They build the area. Again, all the presentation are in the site, so you can use everything and use it and try this. It's very interesting, all this issue. This is practical design area of interest with mix of cultivated and unprocessed plots. One has to locate per group of subjected cultivated plot two reference plots, one which represent the maximal degradation and the second aim to represent the optimal rehabilitation. It's easy after you know and you have the practice, it's easy and out of lot of money, not much money. Determining the actual cultivation use of a given area is to based on the ratio between the soil quality value and the reference plot. Reducing tillage intensity. Tillage is wrong. It's problem. Everyone has to know. Using cultivation practice which encourage natural ecosystem engineer activity, like the ants. The ants are ecosystem engineer. They affect all the ecosystem. The physical, the chemical, everything. And global impact.
I'm gonna cut you off right there.
Okay, this is the end zone. Thanks.
Thank you.
I hope you
too. Thank you for the presentation.